This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is set to receive more than $100 million from a pair of pharmaceutical giants for their role in the opioid crisis. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Attorney General Phil Weiser says he's finalized agreements with CVS and Walgreens. Between the two companies, nearly $11 billion will go to a coalition of states. Colorado's share of funds from these settlements is more than $150 million. In addition to the financial settlement, CVS and Walgreens, along with Walmart earlier, have also agreed to require pharmacies monitor, report, and share data about suspicious activity related to opioid prescriptions. Weiser says the money will go to treatment and recovery. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Migrants who have been arriving in Denver have prompted the city to take emergency action, but some want more to be done. Many of the migrants say they're arriving from El Paso, Texas. Ruben Garcia runs the El Paso nonprofit Annunciation House. He says the U.S. needs a network to support asylum seekers released by Border Patrol.
Last Monday, it was almost 1,300 that were released to us. We want to send buses to faith communities in the interior to spread out the responsibility.
Advocates for the migrants are asking Governor Polis to open permanent shelters to help. A recount is complete in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District, and the race between Republican Lauren Boebert and Democrat Adam Frisch. CPR's Benta Berkland reports the recount did not change the results.
Congresswoman Boebert ended up winning her second term in office by less than 600 votes. The district spans most of the Western Slope and Southern Colorado, and Boebert's narrow victory in the Republican district surprised the political world. Boebert is a firebrand politician and has used the politics of outrage to build a national following. But some District 3 voters say fatigue with controversies led to this close result. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Much of Colorado has more snow today, and that could continue tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.